So if you need to renew license plate tabs or transfer titles or complete some other transactions, Minnesotans need to be aware of some limited driver and vehicle services on July 17th through the 24th.
Specifically, what should those folks be planning ahead for?
If at all possible, if you need to renew your tabs or take care of any of those other kinds of transactions, try to do them in advance of July 17th. And, of course, we plan to be back online on the 25th of July. But just to ensure that you have everything taken care of before any deadlines, best to transact that business before July 17th.
As far as the changes that are taking place, once they're in place, how may that impact customers?
Once the computer system has been installed and upgraded and all the changes have been made, consumers will find that their records are updated immediately. As they leave the office, the system will be updated. In the past, the paperwork had to be transmitted to St. Paul. It had to be processed, and sometimes additional information might have been required. People will know when they leave the driver and vehicle services office or deputy registrar that their record has been updated in real time.
Any other key information that you'd want to touch upon?
Well, it's really important that customers call their local office for hours and service availability during the system replacement during July 17th through the 24th. And if you want to renew your tabs online, make sure that that happens before July 17th so that you get your tabs back before the end of the month and the deadline.